not good. I can't hear my music playing. Heard it on the laptop. Give me 1 second, you guys. You guys are going to be seeing me for a second here. We're live, and I'm having technical difficulties, but this is what happens from time to time when y'all are here doing this. I think that should be it. I really hope so. I think so. Can you guys hear me okay? Just out of curiosity. Just throw like the emoji, like a thumbs up or something. If y'all can hear me, just throw up the good old emoji, please. It'd be greatly appreciated if y'all can hear me. I think y'all can, but I'm not sure because I'm definitely having technical difficulties. So, nobody wants to throw the thumbs up? Thumbs up. Yes, no. Can you hear me? What is that? This computer's so outdated, it doesn't show. It just shows two rectangles. Sorry. Maybe I should just say yes. Yes or no. My beard is jacked up and everything. My pizza's like an hour late. So, I hope everybody had a great weekend. And a great week. Excuse me, so far. I really do. Anyway, we can still hear me? We're good? Good? Contact? Yeah? Sweet. Sweet. Thank you for the thumbs up. Muchos gracias. So, what? Man, look. All I know is that I do have a TV kicked up. Kind of on cue, but anyway, knuckleheads are sitting right here. Anyway, I don't know about y'all, but I'd be pretty pissed off. I'm pretty lit up. I normally don't talk about politics on the show, but boy, this one is definitely taking the cake. Definitely taking a cake. And I think I should just start pissing everybody off. You know what I mean? I really do. I really think it should just start pissing just everybody off. Because let me find this audio clip real quick. Check this out. Listen to somebody from Afghanistan. Okay. This person was like pissed off like to no other, right? Let me find it real quick. Give me 1 second. I don't know if y'all gonna be able to hear this or not, but check. Listen to this.
You destroyed not Afghanistan but the world. Taliban are best friends with Al Qaeda and ISIS. All they're gonna do is use our land to build. Your resources to build and to destroy the world. You right now, you are on vacation and our country was burning and bleeding to death while you're on vacation and you call yourself a Biden. Listen to me carefully. Biden.
That's pretty intense. So, all I have to say to that, congratulations, Biden. You done fucked us all up. You done fucked everybody up. And the reason why I'm going to say he did, I mean, everybody already knows. I'm so fucking pissed off at him. I swear. So basically, while he's on vacation in Camp David, all of this shit's happening, right? He's out lollygagging, whatever the hell presidents do on vacation, golf. I'm pretty sure it's golfing. He's out. He's doing his thing, right? While this other country is getting just fucking just annihilated. The Taliban, 70 or 80,000 Taliban stormtroopers are coming through, marching through, and they're taking everything that they fucking want. They're just taking it. They don't care, right? So he said, we're going to evacuate, and it's not going to be like, oh, I don't know, Vietnam. It's not going to be anything like it at the embassy at the Vietnam. Bullshit. Identical. Now, you have left so many people that has helped the United States out, right? And the Taliban's totally, they don't like us. They don't like us. They've always hated us. Death to America, right? Death to America. That's what they've always chanted. Death to America. Death to America. Death to America. Then all of a sudden, you've got a news reporter going, they're chanting death to America, but they seem pretty friendly. I'm sorry. Let me punch you in the fucking face and smile about it. And are you going to still consider me friendly? No, not one bit. You're talking 70 to 80,000 troops. We airlifted us out, right? Took us out. Well, we left millions of dollars. We've left guns, ammo. We left tanks. We left, what else? Blackhawks. We've left all kinds of shit. With a country now that has been overran by this terrorist organization. And everybody knows it's a terrorist organization. Now, check this out. We are, how close are we? Let me say something here. 2.5, 3 weeks away from the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Let that sink in. Now they have all kinds of shit, right? And now all they have to do is get a team up with China. What do y'all think about that? That's our fearless leader. Then he may, oh my God. Hold on. I'm gonna see if it'll work. I'm gonna cue it up real quick. I'm gonna see if I can't get this thing to work. The camera's a little kind of crooked. It's just an old, China's already in cahoots with the Taliban right now. They're already talking. Man, we're fucked. We're the world. There's gonna be fights. There's gonna be all kinds of shit. Now it's cool. You guys are good. You don't have to apologize for being late. No, Clinton. I probably saw it. I've just been stupid busy, so I apologize. I'll take a look at it right now here, and give me a second. But I'm gonna key up this video, and it's actually the, and I just listen to the words. If I can get it to actually do something, listen to the words. I don't know if y'all will be able to hear it. Fuck. I didn't try that. So give me 1 second. I'm going to switch cameras. I think it's that one.
His first interview since the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. And George, we know you pressed the president on the aftermath of that withdrawal. Those frantic scenes at the Kabul airport, thousands of Americans and Afghans desperate to escape as the Taliban tightens its grip.
And that's right. I mean, the president promised for the first time that the U.S. military would stay as long as it takes to get all Americans out. He was also defiant, insisting we had to get out now, admitting no mistakes. Back in July, you said a Taliban takeover was highly unlikely. Was the intelligence wrong, or did you downplay it?
There was no consensus. If you go back and look at the intelligence reports, they said that it was more likely to be sometime by the end of the year.
You didn't put a timeline on it when you said it was highly unlikely. You just said flat out it's highly unlikely the Taliban would take over.
Yeah. Well, the question was whether or not the idea that the Taliban would take over was premised on the notion that somehow the 300,000 troops we had trained and equipped was going to just collapse. They're going to give up. I don't think anybody anticipated that.
Senator McConnell said it was predictable that the Taliban was going to take over.
Well, by the end of the year, he said that was a real possibility. No one said it was going to take over then. It was being asked.
When you look at what's happened over the last week,
can y'all hear that?
Intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a fair look. It was a simple choice, George. When the Taliban, look back and put another way, when you had the government of Afghanistan, the leader of that government getting in a plane and taking off and going into the country, when you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off, that was, that's what happened. That's simply what happened. So the question was, in the beginning, the threshold question was, do we commit to leave within the time frame we said we extended it to September 1st, or do we put significantly more troops in? I hear people say, well, you had 2,500 folks in there and nothing was happening. There wasn't any war. But guess what? The fact was that the reason it wasn't happening is the last president negotiated a year earlier that he'd be out by May 1st and that in return there'd be no attack on American forces. That's what was done. That's why nothing was happening. But the idea, if I had said, I had a simple choice. If I had said, we're going to stay, then we better be ready to put a whole hell of a lot more troops in here.
But your top military advisors warned against withdrawing this timeline. They wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame all troops. They didn't argue against that.
So no one told your military advisors not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No, no one said that to me that I can recall. Look, there is no good time to leave Afghanistan. 15 years ago would have been a problem. 15 years from
now. It's only a 10-minute or 9-minute. I'll fast forward.
Am I going to send your sons and your daughters to war in Afghanistan? In Afghanistan. In perpetuity. No one can name for me a time when this would end. And what constitutes defeat of the Taliban? What constitutes defeat? When we left then, let's say they surrender like before, okay? Do we leave then? Do you think anybody, the same people think we should stay, would have said, no, good time to go? We spent over $1 trillion, George. 20 years. There was no good time to leave.
But if there's no good time, if you know you're going to have to leave eventually, why not have everything in place to make sure Americans to get out, to make sure our Afghan allies get out, so we don't have these chaotic scenes in Kabul?
Number one, as you know, the intelligence community did not say back in June or July that, in fact, this was going to collapse like it did. Now, those people out.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed in the C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was, we have to gain control.
Good old Joe Biden. That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago, 4 days, 5 days ago. What does it matter now? It doesn't matter, right? Not one fucking thing. It doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter now. Because now when is he going to come accountability for himself, for his own actions? You know what I mean? Like, I know Trump said all that, but it's like, you know what? Well, you're the president now. How about step up? Step it up. Step it up. Hold on. Video's almost done, you guys. There's a really key element in this video I really want y'all to hear, and I'm just like, I'm beyond pissed. Give me 1 second. I'll key it right back up. Love y'all.
have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
Now, you don't think this could have been handled? This actually could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
Right here.
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look. But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes. Now, exactly what happened, I was not priced in, but I knew that they're going to have an enormous. Look,
So the key words that he said right there were that they were priced into that, right? The situation. It was, everything was priced into it, and he said yes. So when they pulled the Americans out, they pulled the troops out, they pulled everybody out that they thought, right? He factored all of that in. He factored leaving the tanks, the Blackhawks. He factored all of that in. All the guns, the ammo, the everything. They've got everything. They have an airport. They have a base. They have it all. They have it all. So that's kind of cool. Fucking jerk. That's what I'm pissed off about. Now, hold on 1 second. Matt says, I'm torn. On one hand, yeah, we should have pulled out after we got Obama. But on the same token, the whole situation now is fucked. I have my own theories as what happened. Yeah, we all have them. Because think about this. Okay? Check this out. So you've got this terrorist organization, right? Oh, by the way, just so you guys know, they're tweeting. They are tweeting. China's tweeting. Everybody's tweeting, right? And Brian, one of my good friends, Brian, he was like telling me about it. So China is basically going, they're taunting Taiwan. They're taunting them, saying, well, since the United States pulled out of Afghanistan, you guys don't have anybody because they're not going to come for you. They're not going to help you out. So China might take over Taiwan. Then on top of that, China, all they have to do is purchase the whole wonderful bullshit on, they have to just purchase a Blackhawk, right? Reverse engineer it. Now they have our Blackhawks. Way to go, Biden. The whole administration, way to go. Yeah, Obama administration saying that, Biden had zero understanding. Yeah, he had zero. And that is 100% proof sitting right there. This man is a joke. And people need to start seeing this. And it's like, nope, where's everybody at? Where's everybody at? Oh, Brian, he's our president. He's doing such a great job. The fuck he is. Look what he just did. God, there's like, I'm hearing like different numbers though. I'm hearing anywhere between 10 to 40,000 of American citizens out there. But you know what they're going to say? You know what they're saying? We'll turn them over peacefully. Oh, I don't know. You remember 9/11? You remember 9/11? We'll turn them over peacefully. Yeah. I don't buy that for 1 second. Not one minute. But you know what they're going to do? I think what he should get charged with is war crimes. I really do. He evacuated. I think this was an arms deal. Like 100% arms deal. Yeah, more armed than 166 countries. Yeah, man. This is ridiculous. Whoops. I'm just slamming shit around. I'm so pissed off at this man. Orange man bad. That's why a lot of people didn't vote for Trump again, because he says mean tweets. Well, newsflash, fuck faces. Guess what? The Taliban spokesperson, he's tweeting. He's tweeting. And guess what? The CEO of Twitter, guess what his CEO is saying? Oh, they're not violating any community guidelines. You piece of shit. How is he not? It's a terrorist organization. And let's just not put that into the fucking mix. Let's not do that. Let's just say, oh, he hasn't violated any community guidelines, so he's safe. He's okay. It's fine.
but Orange Man bad because he has mean tweets, so let's ban him on Twitter. But yet a terrorist organization can fucking do Twitter, right? So just so you guys know, I mean, I'm putting this out there. The CEO of Twitter is the same CEO of Square, okay? The Square where you swipe and people pay for shit, Square. Fuck that. He's also against the Second Amendment. And you want to know how I know he's against the Second Amendment? It's because I was at a gun shop when he used Square and the son of a bitch yanked it, pulled all ties, and they called him high risk. That, oh, nope, it's high risk. Pull, nope, we're not gonna bank with you. You're high risk. It's so stupid on how all of this is unfolding, and y'all have no fucking clue how it can happen. China and Russia can kind of do their thing and go, hey, guess what? We're powerhouses. Now we have the Taliban plus us. Booyah. I mean, I want to think we're okay, but I don't think we're okay. I'm like on a fucking fence right now. I'm like fence straddling. I don't know what you mean, junk. I'm out glass breaking. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, it's hold on. Matt says, how about the Obama? Yeah, peacefully. Fucking peacefully. Yeah. I don't buy that for a second. I don't buy into Biden. Sorry. I would rather have a president that had a set of nuts and was like, you know what? I'm not gonna put up with anybody's shit. We're gonna bring money back to this fucking country. I'm tired of seeing the American people struggle. I'm tired of seeing all of this, rather than have this fucking worthless sack of flesh sit around and go, this was all part of the plan. Oh, it was a plan, right? So you're telling me it was a plan. It was all planned. That's an arms deal. It was an arms deal. What president of a country, the president of Afghanistan, fucking hauled ass? He saw shit happen and he was like, I'm out this bitch. Gone. Right? He said, peace out. Peace and hair grease, America. And he was gone. And then we're like, so we left. And then the people that are like, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. Da, 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 da. They're not, there's where, hey man. Hey, John, where are you at? I'm on a flight back to, United States. What? We not only fucked us, but we also fucked them. Those people that are sitting on the plane, and I know all the jokes are that are going around. I hear them. You know, it's dark humor. Blah, 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 blah. I get it. Some of it's funny, and you know, and it sucks. But this is how you people cope. This is how certain people, it's a coping mechanism. But they would rather die than stay at that country. They were throwing babies over a barbed wire fence so their child has a chance to survive somewhere else. Oh, man, imagine that shit happening here. Imagine that shit. And we can't say that it won't. Whoop. He's still talking. I don't even like hearing his voice. I don't even like his voice. That smug look. And guys, this is what we do. No, it's not. You have no idea, like a long-term effect. We could have China knocking on our door. We can have Russia knocking on our door. We already have China knocking on our door, the coronavirus. If they're saying that fucking thing was executed in the Wuhan shindig, right? That's the beginning of see how America does it. Let's see how all these countries do it. That's the beginning of things. And on top of that, it's kind of like, you know what? Let's see how America plays it out. And then we'll just go in and we'll make sure we'll segregate them. We'll separate them. We'll black versus white. We'll do black versus Asian because we were having some Asian issues. Vaccinated versus non-vaccinated. We're going to have red versus blue. We're going to separate everybody. Just isolate everybody and see what happens. Oh, congratulations. We're fucking doing it, aren't we? Yeah, this is practicing tactics in North America. Absolutely, big man Basson. absolutely. And it's it should really piss y'all off, like to the point where it's like, I cannot believe this has happened. I don't want it to happen, but God bless America, man. This guy right here, he should be impeached. That's war crimes. To me, that's war crimes. That's a war crime. Even though you didn't shoot somebody in the back or whatever, whatever. You've got thousands of American citizens out there. Oh, and then there's a picture floating around. I took the picture, right? I'm going to see if I can't find it real quick. I took the picture. And I'm going to post it. I'm going to put it up on this camera real quick. I don't know if y'all can see that or not. Hold on. Let me try to focus it in. Hold on. Anyway, this picture right here, that's him. That's Mr. Joe Biden. That's our fearless leader. That is our man of men, right? He actually has no plan to extract Americans in danger. He's got nothing. He would rather have a wonderful... what's the word I'm looking for? He would rather have a meeting or whatever, a presidential whatever, over COVID and how everybody needs to get these booster shots. Okay. And, but yet this Afghanistan shit's happening, but we're not going to worry about the guns, the fucking bombs, the tanks, the Humvees, none of it, none of it. Yeah, China has been buying up land across America. 100%, dude. It's fucking crazy. And they're just coming right in, like swooping underneath. Dude, this is gonna hurt. This is gonna hurt bad. And I'm not digging this at all. Here's what's gonna happen. We'll continue to pull out our guys and then say we'll take the refugees. And that's the same shit that happened when everyone was taking refugees from Syria. Yo. Absolutely. So, big man, you said something about, you sent me something over on IG. Hold on a second. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find it real quick, my man. But stuff like this, man, you guys, it's pretty intense. It is pretty intense. Oh, a couple videos. United Kingdom just held him in contempt. Parliament holds Joe Biden in contempt over Afghanistan. Oh, shit. Yeah. They need to. Babies, bro. Babies being picked up and brought over. Yeah. Look, watch this baby. Watch. Here you go. Just hold that baby. Guys, this is not happening. But it is. It is. Because our cool hand Luke president over here. Let's find another video from this guy. I just can't. Some of them are funny. But Orange Man Bad, he says mean tweets. He needs to be impeached because he's a meanie. Like I said, I'd rather have a mean tweeting fucking president than one that can't hold an intellectual conversation or even stimulating conversation. And this is absolutely stupid. Let's gift him two more items out of our weapon sheds. Two Moabs gifted to the Capitol. Yeah, and as far as I know, I believe Pakistan funnels money to the Taliban, if I'm not mistaken. And that's not fucking cool. And then you've got this guy's a worthless piece of shit. I can't stand him. He's so worried about the COVID shit. But let's not talk about possibly starting a fucking civil war here overseas. Dude. The Taliban are not fucking peaceful. Not hardly fucking peaceful. They're already killing fucking women. They're because one lady didn't wear her burqa. Beating her. They're already beating kids. They're not peaceful people. And you think we're going to get our I think it's, what is it? They're holding them hostage. The way I see it. I got a bug in my... I'll get it later. This is absolutely crazy. Because what can happen, like I said, China, the way things can happen is that China can say, like I said before, China can come over here and start doing their thing. And it's, who's to say that, I mean, this, all of this is, it's been planned out for years. Who's to say that that man's not in bed with any of them? I'm telling you, I think it's an arms deal. And they're just going to try to cover it up as something else. It's not cool. This is not the way Americans do things. You know, Americans help people. We will take the shirt off our back to give to somebody else. And all of a sudden, we pull out of a country that needed us. Yeah, we were there for so many fucking years. Yeah. We're not there to fight their war, but we trained them. We trained every fucking one of these people. But I mean, who's to say, you know what? Let's put the refugees in their neighborhoods. I think this can go south like really bad. This is the recipe for disaster. This is a recipe for a whole slew of things, you know, and this is just a nasty recipe, because who's to say that we don't wake up tomorrow morning and we're already getting bombed? They've got airplanes. They've got people that are, and if people are so fucking naive, do you think that the like sleeper cells and all of that, you think they're not here already? Come on. These people need to wake up. This is... That man done fucked up. He done fucked up. Then you're going to classify people. He put an executive order. He classified people that were not getting vaccines, that were, I don't know, conservative, basically. He was naming them all, and he was putting them on the fucking terror list because we don't believe in you, Joe. Come on, man. Nobody believes in you, Joe. Your own fucking people are starting to doubt you. And if they don't, they damn sure should now, because pulling the people out of Afghanistan right now, that was part of a plan. That was part of the plan. We meant to do that. Okay. Take the guns. All I'm saying is, that's your taxpayer money. That's my taxpayer money. I want my gun. Y'all should get your guns. That's taxpayer. I want my Humvee. You got China taunting Taiwan. And they might just get it. There's so much shit happening. And people are just oblivious because MSN or MSM, mainstream media, they're just putting the sheet over everybody's eyes because of the coronavirus. I don't know if I just drank the bug or not. I probably did. Because I don't see it anymore. Nope.
There he is.
No. Oh well. Anyway. Dead bug that tastes like Sprite ain't gonna hurt anybody. Yeah. Yeah. Clinton, you're absolutely right. They've been here for a minute. Who's to say that they haven't been here for the 20 years? You're better off with rigging a Jeep Wrangler. It'll last you longer. The only Jeep Wrangler that'll last long is the straight six. Them 37s ain't worth a shit. But I don't know, man. Now, oh, you've got so many things happening all at once. Somebody commented and said, I like to thank Joe for doing nothing for his first 47 years. Somebody also said, he said, no one's being killed. Okay, tell me the Afghan women being murdered. Yeah, because they're doing it nicely. They're being killed nicely. They're getting killed nicely because they're getting killed with a smile on their face, you know? So, I mean, if you're going to kill me, make sure it doesn't hurt. You know what I mean? Make sure it doesn't hurt hard. So stupid, man. I'm so sick of this, man. He needs to just get out of office. He for real needs to be impeached. Like, there's no doubt about it. Let's see if we can find another video. It's a full interview, exclusive one-on-one. Let's see what he says in this one.
We did it again. Verizon has been named America's most reliable network by RootMetrics, and our customers rated us number one for network quality in America, according to.
Joe's super racist. You fucking right, he is. That man, dude. He is the biggest fucking clown.
Almost two decades, the big interview, the COVID crisis, top of mind.
Let's take a look at this one.
Schools reopened safely. You have to have fewer people in the classroom.
On foreign policy, a message to U.S. adversaries, including China's longtime president Xi.
But I'm not going to do it the way Trump did. We're going to focus on international rules of our own.
On confronting Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first? In order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
They have to stop enriching uranium first.
From the global stage to the home front, the president reflected on son Hunter's battle with addiction that the younger Biden describes in a new memoir.
But the honesty with which he stepped forward and talked about the problem and the hope, that it gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back, you know what I mean? He's...
Oh, good Lord.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Shut up. No. Now, imagine if Trump's kid had an addiction. Imagine if he had pictures of himself smoking a crack pipe with the hookers snorting cocaine off their ass. Imagine what mainstream media and everybody would be saying about him right now, right? But it's okay for that guy. Because again, orange man bad. I hate fucking politics. I hate politics. And I hate that we even jumped on this subject tonight. But man, I'm just so pissed off at this whole situation that it's really crazy how it's going on. And it's like people are just kind of like just pushing it off. Well, I'll tell you what, if it happens and it does come to our back door, guess what? Don't come knocking on my shit. I'll protect the ones that know, but Don't come knocking on my fucking door. Hey, guess what, man? They're here. I told you, motherfucker. Go. Get out of here. Go. You jerk. Dude. This man. What's our president? You know, you've got so many people that are in the service. You've got so many people that just despise this whole situation. And you've got Americans waving the black flag. You know what I mean? Now, I forgot what it meant, what it stood for, but I'll find it here in a second. I'm gonna Google that real quick. Go ahead and Google that shit. There we go. So the meaning of the Black American flag. Let's see. What does it mean? Stupid ads. Historically, the Black American flag means no quarter will be granted. This phrase is interpreted as immediate death sentence. In modern terms, it indicates that captured terrorist suspects will be killed rather than held prisoners. During the American Civil War in 1861, Army troops displayed the black flag in opposition to the white flag, which symbolizes surrender. So the black flag means that they would not give or accept quarter. In this case, the term quarter indicates waiver from being executed immediately. Therefore, anyone hearing that no quarter instantly knew that there was no mercy. So you got people waving these black flags. You got people purchasing these black flags. They're putting it in place of the American flag. Now, the one thing I never did was join the military. Whoops. But I'll tell you what, if I did, that's not my president. Not by a million years. Where's his people now? Where's his backing? Where are they? They're quiet, aren't they? They're all quiet. Every one of them is quiet talking about it. And they're like, oh, but that was 4 or 5 days ago. Really? What's her name? Ella French? That was like a couple weeks ago. We remember her name. No quarters will be granted. Exactly. So it's a complete travesty what's happening. And think about it, you guys. Just sit here and think about it for a second. That we're almost on the mark of 20-year anniversary of 9/11. 9/11 happens to be on a Saturday this year. So keep your head on a swivel. We're not giving up. We don't give up. We'll fight through it for sure. But this man just really fucked this whole country up. He really did. He fucked up the whole country just by pulling everything out, all the people, and leaving the guns and everything. I think there was an interview that I heard that Trump said that he was going to pull everybody out little by little and take what we can and then blow up the rest. It's crazy because we trained the Afghan army and they just gave up because I don't know how many troops they have, but not enough to go against 70,000, right? Who are the people that live up in the mountains of Afghanistan? Who are they called? We were talking about it the other day. God dang it. Five unit or something. And there's like only a handful of people. And they got activated. They were going up there and they're like, we're going to fight. So, I don't know. You guys just be careful. Just be ready. I'm not saying get paranoid or anything, but definitely just be ready. Just be ready for anything. There's so much more, but whatever. So just be careful, you guys. I think that's going to be it for the show tonight. Cut it off at about 45 minutes. Sounds good to me. But it's definitely a scary thing that can happen, because it can. It's a like I said, it's definitely a strong possibility. We're already separated. We're not United States. We're the divided states. So, yeah, it's Joe. He's fucking us over. Yeah, I know. And it sucks to it sucks to even fathom this, that people are just, oh, but guess what? Oh, at least they're pretty friendly though. Bro, they're not fucking friendly. You know what the best part about 9/11 was? The best part about 9/11? 9/12. You remember that day? /12 was the best day. That was the day you got to see all the Americans. Didn't matter what race, what ethnicity, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And it could happen again. It could definitely happen again. Yeah, definitely get some food. Don't just go get MREs, but get like dry goods. Because I mean, here's what everybody should have in their mental state right now. I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So I would rather have all my stuff than never use it. What's up, Miss Sarah? It's been a minute. How are you in? Get your food, get your ammo, get some guns. I mean, just like that guy. What's his name? Khabib? Kebab? Shish kebab? Yeah, and that should, Jay, and that should scare the shit out of people. It's not a could, it's gonna happen. Because we've torn down all these statues that said that it did racism and this, that, and the other. And it's, oh gosh. But the minute you try to erase history, it's just gonna repeat itself. And and the only way you're going to learn history and to avoid it is by learning it, right? Like you gotta get past it. Man, who's to say? That's a conspiracy theory sitting right there. But who's to say that this whole virus thing wasn't a planned attack? Not just at the United States, but all the other countries. But let's just say, what if it was? This was all a planned attack. What if it was just supposed to happen to see how these countries come together, and it made us just fall apart? It really tore this country apart. That fucking, and then our president, stolen election and all that shit. I'm telling you, man, what if it was? What if? Let's do a little what if. What if all of this shit was planned for like at least 5 years? That'd be crazy to think about, wouldn't it? At least 5 years. And he's just a puppet. Maybe he doesn't really know what the fuck's going on. We're all calling him senile, and he's a dumpster fire and everything else. And he just doesn't know. He's just like, he's just really that fucking naive to the point where he's like, I don't even know what's happening. They've got me on, I drink my tea and they've got it all doped up right now. And I don't know what's happening. Because again, that was a planned thing that he pulled everybody out. Mm-hmm. They want us to forget history because that wasn't or isn't part of the new world order. Be harder to control the masses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, this can be really fucking nasty. This is and they're gonna start trying to cover it up. Watch. I'm gonna say it here. You're going to see probably this maybe until next week. And then like the ratings are going to kind of go down, and then they're going to start saying, well, now there's a spike in COVID. And then they're going to start covering everything up about COVID. And Afghanistan is just kind of just another fart in the wind. Clinton, it's very good, strong possibility that it did happen with the Obama administration. It really is. It really is. And when Trump came in, he couldn't be bought, and that's what pissed everybody off. But everybody got mad at him because he was giving out mean tweets, and because he didn't sugarcoat anything. I think that was probably one of the biggest things that I liked about him, and I do like him, and because he didn't sugarcoat anything. He was just kind of like, meh, I don't give a shit if you like me or not. Isn't that everybody's mentality? I don't give a damn if you like me or not. I'm going to say what I say. If you, well, then I don't like you either. Orange man, bad hair, tweets, blah, blah, blah. Fuck Twitter. Oh, wow. Really, Verna? You can see the signs if you look back, far enough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trump did try. And you know, there was a lot of things that I didn't agree with, but you know what? You out of how many fucking people are here in the United States that he screws up the numbers and it messes me up? 300 billion, whatever, 300 million, whatever, 600 million. I don't know. So out of all those people, you can't please everybody. That's just not going to happen. Now, I will stand up for what's right. I will stand up for the weaker. I will stand up for, you know, I will stand up for myself. But this is absolutely a travesty, what's been happening over there in Afghanistan. Trump was draining the swamp, getting rid of everybody that was a piece of shit. Exactly what he was doing. Like I said, I didn't agree with everything he did, but the majority of the people, the reason why nobody really voted for him or was because he was mean. because Trump was mean. So you want a pansy for a president. He was the only president that had North Korea. Like, right here, He had North Korea right there. He was the only one. Because why? Because he had the fucking balls to do it. So, you guys, I'm going to cut it off. And let's see if I can find a good motivation. Let's leave it on a positive note. Kick ass this week. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the end of the week. Kick ass this weekend. Have a great weekend. I might just go on talking about this coronavirus. Now we got a vaccine. You take two shots, and then now they're wanting you to get a booster. But yet, there's no boosters. You don't need it just yet. But you got to wear and then you got to do that, and then you got to do this. So, let's see. There, spread good vibes everywhere you go. That's a good one. I like that one. Let's see. I'm not doing that one. Nope. Dream big and make life fun. Do something outrageous each day. Follow your passion. Believe in yourself. There you go. There you go, guys. Dream big and make life fun. Do something outrageous each day. Follow your passion. Believe in yourself. And I don't know what to do with my hands. This is what I do with my hands. So, you guys, I am trying to build up my second account on Cool TikTok because I'm going to try to go live again. But I've got about, 920 more to go. So, kick ass, you guys. I appreciate y'all hanging out. Thank you so much for listening to me jump on a soapbox. Thank you, guys. I really do. Don't forget, the show is also on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Breakers. It's on Google Podcasts. It's everywhere. So this show right here in particular, it will be aired probably this weekend. With a little ad to it, a little sponsorship. So if you would just listen to the sponsorship, it helps me out and help out the show. Because I like doing this show for everybody. I like doing the show, for myself. I love it. I'm being on Thursdays because it's like, you can talk about the weekend and the majority of the week. So I like this show. I like it on Thursday nights. But we'll get into more shit, you know? Yeah. Verna, I know they started telling farmers not to plant, paying them off for 2 years. Yeah. They're being told to chop things down. So we'll get into all kinds of good shit now. Definitely for sure. We'll definitely get into more good shit, but you guys go subscribe to, the Spotify, go subscribe to, any of the other ones that I just mentioned. Man, I'm telling you. Here, I'll tell you what. I'm going to drop out real quick. Check this. That's where I'm at. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everything. Go hit them up. Go subscribe. Go hit that subscribe. Hit this like button. Share it. Whatever you want to do. It just helps, you know, just helps me create more and grow more. And maybe we'll get some more guests on the show. And we could really fucking rock and roll. So, all right. You guys, thank you so much for hanging out. And have a good rest of the week. And have a great weekend. All right. I will holla at y'all later. Let me find it. Peas and hair grease.